time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say good morning once again to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Keisha.
I am wondering, what are we discussing this week?
We're talking about two 110-year-old buildings here in Winnipeg that in their early days were involved actively in the making of mineral water and pickles. I'm referring to the former Blackwood Pickle Factory and Blackwood Soda Factory near the railway underpass on Osborne. The soda factory, particularly, is a large building at the corner of Mulvey and Osborne, and its history, I've always wondered about it.
You know, I always watch that building when I go under the underpass, and I really have always loved seeing that building. And also, soda and pickles. What an interesting combination.
Yeah, you know, I found it odd that one company would have two such diverse product lines. But it turns out it's even more diverse than that, because the company, known as Blackwood Brothers, later as Blackwoods Limited, also had a fish buying business on Lake Manitoba. They would buy fish from commercial fishermen and they would ship the fish to markets all around North America.
Wow, that is a lot going on. Who were the Blackwood brothers?
Well, although there were three brothers, it appears the dominant one, the one who had the biggest role in the company, was William Blackwood. Born in Ontario in 1849, he came to Winnipeg in 1880. That was just 1 year before the big boom that caused Winnipeg to really start to increase in size. So at the time he came, the city was just a little sleepy fur trade post. 2 years later, in 1882, his brothers Tom and Donald joined him and founded the company we're discussing today. Now, initially, their products included a variety of things, including aerated water, what we would call today, I think, carbonated water, fruit syrup, cider, beer, cream soda, ginger ale, sarsaparilla, and a variety of other soft drinks.
And they made these beverages in Winnipeg?
Yeah, their manufacturing plant was located near the corner of Graham Avenue and Colony Street. It's the present-day site of the downtown Hudson's Bay Company store. Now, supposedly, they located there because there was an artesian well on the property that was the source of the water that they needed to make the beverages. And it produced apparently some 3,000 gallons per day. Not only was the well voluminous, it was known for its purity. In 1894, for instance, a company advertisement claimed that people from all around Winnipeg were coming to its factory with empty pails and barrels to cart away fresh drinking water. Because at this time, you know, we didn't have things like the Shoal Lake Aqueduct to bring water to Winnipeg. And so we depended on the rivers, and there was often a source of things like typhoid fever. So having a freshwater supply, really important. The Blackwood brothers employed 40 people at their plant. They produced about 18,000 bottles of beverages every day. And of course, that means the business was thriving. Within 10 years, they had expanded to Rat Portage, Ontario, today's Kenora, Vancouver, British Columbia, and St. Paul, Minnesota. By 1910, they had diversified into making vinegar. And of course, that a logical offshoot of that would be pickles.
And the facility that you have just described is not the one that you mentioned earlier on Osborne, is it?
No. The Blackwood brothers continued to make beverages at their site on Colony at least until 1910. And that's when the building sustained extensive damage in the fire. I don't think the business ever fully recovered from that fire. 7 years earlier, though, in 1903, they had partially moved to a new facility. They'd built a large brewery building at the site on Osborne that we're talking about today, which is a little over a mile to the south of the Hudson's Bay Company store. They continued to operate at the Colony site, though, until early 1911, and that's when they sold the land to the Hudson's Bay Company. The HBC had been secretly buying land in the area, hoping to thwart land speculators. You know, they basically wanted to pay the least amount that they could for the land so that they could then consolidate an entire city block for their new department store. Now that the Blackwoods had a bunch of cash on hand, thanks to the Hudson's Bay Company, they really began to develop their site there on Osborne.
And what did they do?
Well, in 1912, the Blackwoods hired some prominent architects and contractors to design and build two buildings beside their brewery on Osborne. In other words, there would be three buildings altogether. The larger of the two new buildings, a three-story structure, was to house the factory that made mineral water and other beverages. The smaller two-story building would be the pickle factory. The two buildings were completed in late 1912, and the Blackwoods facility then boomed into the early days of the First World War. Unfortunately, as we see in many other places in society, the war really took its toll on the Blackwoods business. Labor shortages, for example, occurred because, of course, people were going overseas to fight in the war. But also, at the same time, we were seeing a growing temperance movement. People were increasingly concerned about alcoholic beverages like beer. And ultimately, this temperance movement forced the Blackwoods Company into bankruptcy by 1924. William Blackwood, well, he retired and he moved to California, where he died in 1935.
So then what happened to the Blackwoods building of Osborne?
Well, the original brewery building, the one that they had built in 1903, it continued as a brewery. It was sold to the Pelissier Brewery, which operated there until 1976. So for most of the 20th century, in fact. Then the building was sold to Labatt's Brewery, and they used it for a few more years. But by the mid-1990s, the building was vacant, and it was owned by the City of Winnipeg. There was a recommendation that because it was one of the earliest known brewery buildings in Winnipeg, that that would make it municipally significant as a, you know, historic structure. Unfortunately, the City Council rejected any plan to designate it as a municipal historic site, and instead, it was demolished and put up for sale. So, in fact, today, that site is a car wash.
Wow, what a change over time. Now, how about the mineral water and the pickle buildings?
Well, I traced their history through the 20th century, and they had a variety of occupants through the years, but never actually one single occupant. The old pickle factory, for instance, was used from the 1920s to the 1960s by a company that specialized in business supplies. Then it was home to a company called Flowform, and they make kitchen countertops. They still do today. Then a toy and giftware company. Then a company that sold linens and pillows and mattresses to the hotel industry. Today, the occupants of that building include a range of uses such as music studios and warehouse storage. Meanwhile, the big mineral water building, the one that faces onto Osborne, the one that I've been admiring for so many years, it has housed companies selling business supplies, paper, envelopes and cartons, home appliances, clothing manufacturing. Well, and today, a variety of small businesses. The main floor, some listeners may be familiar with, though, because it has hosted something called the Mulvey Flea Market. You know, that's where you have a whole bunch of booths where they sell a wide range of products, especially collectibles.
And what has since happened to the Blackwood name?
Well, some listeners may recall that there was a company known as Blackwoods Beverages. It appeared in the historical record in March of 1935, just a few months before William Blackwood died. And that just seemed too coincidental for me. So I looked into it more thoroughly and I found that, well, there's no connection, as far as I can tell, between the Blackwood brothers and this beverage company, Blackwoods Beverages. I think what happened is that it came about when an existing firm called the Whistle Bottling Company, I think that company simply renamed itself Blackwoods Beverages in 1935. It existed back in, as far as the 1920s, and it offered some beverages too. It made ginger ale, club soda, and a soft drink named Whistle, for example. That's why it was called the Whistle Bottling Company. You know, I speculate that the Whistle owners knew the widespread recognition and reputation of the Blackwood name, and they might have simply negotiated with William Blackwood before his death to rename themselves. Incidentally, one of the first products brought to market by Blackwoods Beverages was a new one called 7-Up. In fact, an advertisement at the time claimed that, and this is a direct quote, "It tames liquor, it sparkles wine, it glorifies gin, its peculiar affinity for the stomach is a revelation." You know, he just loved the copy from some of those early ads.
100%.
You know, in later years, Blackwoods Beverages was a bottling facility for PepsiCo products here in Manitoba. And in fact, I think it has basically morphed into a Pepsi plant, and the Blackwoods name has mostly disappeared. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who will remember the Blackwood name going back, well, literally over a century. And I think I will always think of it when I pass by those buildings on Osborne, because they're just so indicative of that beverage legacy.
Gordon, you know what? I think I will too. That was an amazing story. Thank you so much. Now, before you go, can you please give us a hint about next week?
Well, it's a short one. Our talk of abandonment next week will, I think, leave listeners pining for the past.
Very suspenseful. Thank you so much, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.